True fact. A man recently sent a letter to the Oregonian stating that his traditional marriage was in danger because of the current outbreak of gay marriages. Apparently, it all started with a Massachusetts Supreme Court. Here's what the court said, quote, "Barring an individual from the protections, benefits, and obligations of civil marriage solely because that person would marry a person of the same sex violates the Massachusetts Constitution." Since then, same-sex marriages have dominated news from coast to coast, including Oregon, as various units of government have followed the Massachusetts court. This activity has prompted President Bush and certain members of Congress to declare that they will try to amend the U.S. Constitution to ban gay marriages and, quote, protect the sanctity of marriage. Well, all I can say is, thank God someone's trying to save my marriage of 39 years. Ever since those darn Massachusetts judges came down with their ruling, it's been like a spell has come over my wife and me. Sue and I have suddenly gotten snappish over everything from what to have for dinner to the videos we rent on Friday nights. When one of us wants to have pasta, the other craves red meat. When I want to see The Hunt for Red October, Sue wants to see A Room with a View. I tell you, it's tearing us apart. None of this ever happened to us before that court said it's all right for gays to marry. I'm so worked up, I worry that if gay marriage is allowed to stand, my little granddaughters will give up on the whole idea of marriage someday. After all, if two gay people can get married, what incentive will be left for them to ultimately marry the men of their dreams, for crying out loud? Meanwhile, I can't remember when my wife Sue and I have been skating on thinner ice. There we were, a blissfully happy couple, deeply in love, enjoying each other's company. Then the Massachusetts Supreme Court delivered its decision and the bottom fell out. As I think back over 39 years of marital bliss, I can think of only one other time when my marriage has been so threatened. That was in 1996 when the Supreme Court of Hawaii came down with a ruling similar to the one in Massachusetts. But our ever-vigilant Congress then quickly came to the rescue with a so-called Defense of Marriage Act. That law denied federal recognition of same-sex marriages and gave states the right to refuse to recognize same-sex marriages licensed in other states. I don't know what would have happened to my marriage if Congress, like President Bush now, had not come running to the rescue. This is Les O'Coin.